It is 3:31 downtown on a Monday afternoon. We're live at Seasons Main Street, Bangor, and our Quality Jewelry Studios. Rich Kimball, Ryan Waning with you, and joining us on the G&M Family Market phone line, Camden native and one of the stars of the Emmy Award-winning Showtime series, Masters of Sex. Season 4 is starting in just a couple of weeks' time, and we're pleased to welcome Caitlin Fitzgerald back to the show. Caitlin, good afternoon, and by the way, a happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you so much.
Did you have a good one?
I did. I was working, but I hear this is a good omen for the upcoming year, so it was fine.
Excellent, excellent. Well, season 4 gets underway soon, and the series moves in to the 1970s. Is it fun for the cast to move into a new time period and explore not only new attitudes and a new world, but also new costumes and things of that sort?
Yes, indeed. The hemlines are getting shorter, the girdles are off, and we're having a lot of fun. The tone of this season is much lighter, I would say, than seasons past. Certainly, I have not had to cry a single time, which is a revelation for my character. I've gotten to do some comedy, almost. So it's great, yeah. So it's a whole new world for us.
Now, Libby is such a wonderfully complex character, and, you know, when the series first started, there were times where you felt bad for Libby, and certainly she was put in an awkward situation, and yet the series has given you, and the writers have really given you the chance to explore so much about her. Are you happy with the progress that she's made during the telling of this story?
Yes, very much. I feel incredibly lucky, and I think in many ways Libby's had the biggest arc of all the characters and undergone the most amount of change. I mean, I think back to the pilot, when I called my husband Master's daddy. And she's definitely a different woman come the 70s than she was when we met her in 1957. And it's been such an epic and wonderful journey.
Can you believe that it's season 4 already?
I know. it's wild. Yeah, I turned 33 this week on my birthday, and the producers were all standing around, and they said, you know, I think you were 28 when you started the show, and indeed I was. So it's been a big chapter of my life.
Well, you mentioned the arc that Libby has gone through, and for so many of the women in this show, it's been a remarkable journey from day one to where they are now. And I wonder, that has to be part of the master plan from the writers and producers, too. But this show seems to give women a greater voice and a chance to grow than we might have expected for a series that really began back in the 1950s.
Yeah, I was very tentative about playing 50s housewife, actually, and they really promised me. We have a team of women writers, largely, and female producers, which I think helps with all this, but they really said, you know, we're going to make this character live and breathe and not be one-dimensional, and I think that's true for all of the women on the show. And one of the best reviews we've ever gotten, in my opinion, was the first or second season. Someone commented that they loved how there were all different kinds of women on the show and that they all felt like whole people, because I think often you have, like, one woman who feels like a real person that, you know, other women would recognize. And then you have a lot of sort of stock characters, like the nasty one or the ditz or the bimbo, you know, like, but we've managed to create a whole room full of kind of whole and complicated ladies.
And you've got such a remarkable cast to work with. Everywhere you look, there's somebody who's incredibly talented there, and you all seem to feed off each other.
Yeah, it makes work really, really exciting and pleasurable when you have such a cast as we do. And this season, we've got a whole bunch of new people on board, and it's been a ball.
Now, I know you can't give away too many secrets, but what can you tell us about some of the things that happen in the upcoming season?
These are the questions that I always fear, because I'm not good at keeping secrets just sort of generally in my life. But I think it's a sort of a new chapter for everyone. I feel like at the end of last season, kind of every character hit rock bottom. So everybody's kind of sorting out their lives from there, and full of adventures and strange sexual escapades. And, you know, all the things that the late 60s and early 70s sort of ushered in, including women's lib and the sexual revolution and a whole new relationship to drugs. So there's a lot in the mix.
And I saw a picture with a bowl full of keys. So I assume there'll be at some point this season a key party.
There is a little swinging that goes down.
We're talking with Caitlin Fitzgerald of Masters of Sex, which debuts, I believe, September 11th on Showtime, right?
Yeah.
Looking forward to the new season. But you've got a lot of other things going on, including a film directed and one of the stars as well, Giancarlo Esposito, one of my absolute favorites. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. It's a movie called This Is Your Death. We shot it in Vancouver last year, just before Christmas. And I think he's finishing it up now. And I'm very excited to see where it goes and what happens with it.
And also very exciting for you, a project that you are the director of, and that's called Mrs. Drake. I know you did some crowdfunding to make things happen. How is that coming along?
It's going great. I actually, when we get off the phone, I will be heading over to my editors to continue working on it. So we're finishing up, hoping to have it out to festivals very soon.
And did you get a chance to come back and visit the home state at all this summer?
You know, I did not. I've been shooting all summer, and I've had to sort of put an embargo on any pictures from my family or friends because it's excruciating not to get home at all in the summer.
Well, so we entered the 1970s on Masters of Sex, and we're getting closer and closer to the end of that association and the end of the lives of Bill and Virginia. But it seems like one of the great things about the series is that while they are the basis for the story, and Libby, of course, as well, but the writers haven't limited themselves to, it's not a documentary. You get to explore some slightly fictionalized things and expand on characters, too.
Yes, indeed. I mean, in fact, Libby Masters, we departed from the truth pretty early on into season one with her. So we've gone far afield. I'm excited to see if we get a fifth season, what they have in store.
If, although they haven't locked it in yet?
No, we don't usually know until we start airing. So hopefully within the next month or two.
All right, so we'll start sending cards and letters into Showtime then right away.
Yes, please.
Well, the show is wonderful, and the great thing about this day and age, for anybody who hasn't seen it yet, you can get caught up quickly, and you want to be there to find out what happens in season four as Masters of Sex moves on into the 1970s. Caitlin, it's always a treat for us to talk with you. Thanks so much for making time, and good luck in the coming season.
Thank you so much. So nice to talk to you.